You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. When there is Eagles news, there is Elliot Shore Parks, at least afterwards. Elliot Shore Parks joins us right now. ESP, what up?
What up? How you guys doing today?
What up, EP?
We're doing all right, Elliot. Dallas Goedert officially an Eagle still, I guess he never left, but the details on that deal.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're here talking about this. I definitely thought there was a lot of times during the offseason where these two almost split up. Like, he was allowed to explore a trade. Other teams were allowed to make him, you know, contract offers. And here we are. So according to ESPN Fields Yates, it's a $10 million, essentially one-year deal. So Goddard loses around $4 million in cash. He could potentially get $1 million of that back in incentives. But I would say, all things considered, like, this is probably the best outcome either side could have hoped for. I think from Goddard's side, you could argue he probably hoped to cash in a little bit more. But when you're not signing a new deal until after the draft, I think only taking a $3 million hit is probably a pretty good outcome for him. And he gets to stay in Philadelphia. He doesn't have to move. And obviously a chance to compete. And then for the Eagles, they're a better team with him. So all things considered, I think this worked out as well as it could probably for both sides.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, E. I'm like, from a fan's perspective, yeah, we ought to all be happy Dallas Goedert is still here.
Yeah.
And then from the Eagles' perspective, I guess if the money is okay, Dallas took a little bit of a haircut there, and not so much that he feels underappreciated or disrespected, and we still keep a good football player here for one more year. I think it's a win-win for everybody involved, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously our job and what we do is we break down every move to the nth degree, right? The salary cap hit, what it means for 2026, the depth chart. And those are all important things with this. Like, the depth chart at tight end, they're going to have to make some interesting decisions. And you do wonder if Goddard could be back in 2026. Like, I wouldn't close the door
sure.
on that.
Yeah.
But on a simplistic level, they're just better with Dallas Goedert. Like, they're just a better team. And I'd also say that, and for a lot of moves we've talked about this offseason, it feels like we're talking about 2026 when we talk about them. Like, why do they trade Chauncey? Well, they want cash for 2026. Why do they take Jahad Campbell? Well, it's because, you know, they don't need him for 2025,
right,
and he has health concerns, and this is about 2026. The Goedert move, to me, is the first move about 2025. Like, putting out $10 million cash to have him back for next year is a big move by Jeffrey Lurie, especially in an offseason we have heard so much about how the cash they want to save for next offseason with Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, potentially Nakobe, Reed, like a bunch of players due for new deals. So this, to me, is the first, like, all-in 2025 type of move they've made.
And I got to be honest with you. As much as I was okay with them picking up the option for Jordan Davis, the fifth-year option for Jordan Davis, I had no problem with it. I understand why they did it. But you've already guaranteed him $13 million for 2026. You mean to tell me we can't find a way to keep Dallas Goedert here for a decent price? So, yeah, I've always felt like this would have been letting talent walk out the door for no reason, no football reason, like maybe a monetary mm-hmm. reason, salary cap purposes, but for football purposes, I never saw the logic in letting Dallas Goedert leave.
I also think the injury thing with Goddard is a little overstated. Like, he does miss time, no denying that. But I think he's been available for something like 85% of his games since he came in the NFL. What really happens is he misses 2-3 weeks at a time every year. And that matters. But this is not a guy that's missed half seasons, a guy that's had season-ending injuries. He, for the most part, is available. So, you know, looking into next offseason, I'll be curious to see. There it is, curious. I'll be curious to see what his market is like. I don't think he's going to have a chance to like really up his value this year. He's not going to be one of the top options on the offense. He's probably the fifth option on the offense right now. And so he'll really be a year from now is a year older. So what his market will be, and I think it'll be very much in the Eagles' price range to go out and sign him. So I think with Josh Sweat, there was kind of an understanding last year that this will be Josh's last year with the team, or I should say last year was going to be. I think with Goddard, the door is open on a return.
So, Elliot, the one thing I want to be clear, there was never a cap win getting rid of Dallas Goedert. There was never a cap win. There was maybe a couple million dollars, but
it wasn't a big enough.
But there was, if they traded him, it was going to be, I think, an $11 million hit. Like, if they,
yeah.
I keep going back to this. And it just seems like it was a ruse. They were never going to get a draft pick for Dallas Goedert. Never, never, never. They just got a third round pick for George Pickens. George Pickens is way better than Dallas Goedert. No offense. I think Dallas Goddard's a good player. I just
definitely
like
younger and everything else.
The way I see this, the way I try to tea leaf read is Dallas Goedert wanted an extension. They didn't want to give him an extension. He said, okay, then I want out of here. We said, okay, we'll try to trade you. And knowing full well at the end of the day that they weren't going to try to trade him. Unfortunately for the Eagles, there was not really they cut him and save the money, but then everybody's going to look around and go, well, there's no cap savings. What are you doing here? Like, it just mm-hmm. seemed like it was eventually going to end up this way. And I just think you should have a little bit of shame.
Yeah, I knew that's where this was going. Whenever I'm asked to come on at the last minute, I'm well aware this isn't about my Eagles opinion. This is much more about
It's about both.
But I think a lot of what you're saying is true. But that changes if they draft a tight end and the board breaks their way. So I do agree with you that as we sit here today. And really what does it for me more than what you said is the fact that he got $10 million cash. Like, if we were sitting here and it was $4 or $5 million or $6 million, then I think you could be like, look, they legitimately would have and wanted to move off of him, but the number's so low, it's like, why not? The $10 million that he's getting, to me, does make me question how real they ever were going to be about moving off him. Because $10 million is a lot of cash, especially in an offseason where they're trying to save it. So that's the number that, to me, makes me think that they just played this perfectly, right? Like, they let Dallas test it. It didn't work out. And they ended up keeping them even if it's only $4 million, they still save a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
So, Elliot, Brian Baldinger said that, and we've heard Justin Simmons talk about the Eagles before when he was on with Kay Adams. Quote from Baldy, he wants to come to Philadelphia. He wants to be there. They drafted Andrew McCube of Texas, which is good. They drafted Sidney Brown to go along with Reed Blankenship. There's players there. But no one with the numbers, the interceptions, and I really think the leadership he can provide. They just lost Darius Slay. They lost some leaders in that secondary. Just find him a house in South Jersey. He's going to be there. Do you think the likelihood? That is pretty strong. You think Justin Simmons is going to end up as an Eagle this year?
I mean, I think there's obviously a chance of it. Now, the question for me is more, when would it happen? And that would be the telling sign for me. Do they want to give Sidney Brown and Makuba a chance in training camp to win the job? Or is this really only going to be a mandatory minicamp thing where they test him out and see how it is there? Also, Vic Fangio seems to really, I mean, I've only been around him for a year, but he seems to really value training camp. It seems like those reps there really matter to him. Now, last year, I think Justin Simmons signed with Atlanta like into training camp. So if they wanted Justin Simmons and he felt like that was going to be their answer, I think Justin Simmons would be here already. Now, they did save a few million dollars with Goddard, so maybe that's money that changes things. You look at what Simmons got last year. He got $7.5 million fully guaranteed. I'd be pretty surprised if the Eagles are willing to give him that. But what Justin Simmons is he's very reliable. He's played like 1,000-plus snaps, 5 of the last 7 seasons. Obviously, he's played for Fangio. Tackling was an issue for him last year. He was one of the worst tackling safeties in the NFL. He was actually pretty much at the bottom of all starting safeties when it came to tackling. So, you know, that's not obviously not great.
That doesn't get better as you get older. You're less enthusiastic about going in there to make tackles as you get older.
Right, and his missed tackle percentage was 20%. I mean, Chauncey's was 14, and you know, I think we all agree Chauncey was not a great tackler, at least certainly missed tackles. He laid some big hits, but he definitely missed tackles as well. So He did struggle last year tackling. So that would be a concern I would have. But look, Sidney Brown and Makuba are completely unproven. Sidney Brown is, you know, 2 years here, and they've not put him out on the field, and Makuba is a rookie. I don't even know if it's fair to ask him to start right away. So I think Simmons makes a ton of sense, but they've had chances to get him and they haven't done it before. So maybe there's something Fangio doesn't like about him anymore.
You know what? I think it may be Justin Simmons thinking too highly of himself and what his true value is. I think that was a big reason why he wasn't here last year. He speaks so openly and glowingly about playing for Vic Fangio. I would imagine there's a good rapport there, but then there is the financial side of things that need to be worked out. And if they could bring him in for the vet minimum, I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem bringing him in for the vet minimum, but I'm not so sure he wants to play for the veteran minimum. I look at these two young guys and I say, Elliot, and I was a big Justin Simmons guy. Unless both of these guys are terrible, meaning they are unreliable back there. They don't know the defense. Mm-hmm. Sidney is a lot like both Justin Simmons and CJGJ in the sense that they miss tackles. Sidney is going to miss his fair share of tackles, too. We know this.
For sure.
Yeah. So we know that.
Makuba struggled tackling as well in college.
Yeah. And then you got his situation. I was just wondering, like, how bad would they have to look in the OTAs in early training camp for them to go get Justin Simmons? Because other than that, you would just go with one of those two young guys, right?
Well, also, I just like, how bad can you really look in a 2-day mandatory minicamp? And I know it's more than that. They're in the building for the next 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it is. So I know it is more than that. But it would seem a little harsh to be like, we believe in Sidney, we're really excited about Makuba, and then to essentially bench them. Because if Justin Simmons comes in here, he doesn't have the pool he used to, but I can't imagine him coming in and being like, I'll be a backup. So I think if you sign
him, I don't see that.
Are doing it with the expectation that not only is it his job to lose, like the rope is probably pretty long on how long they would give him to hold that job. So I agree. Like if you want to talk about playing young players, you want it to, you know, kind of become what you are at certain spots, then you got to give him a chance. And I think Justin Simmons is a nice player, but I think you can find Justin Simmons almost at any point. Like if it's week 3, week 4 of the season and they're struggling, you have enough draft assets to go out and get a player. Now that player wouldn't have been with the team in training camp and there's an adjustment period and all that. But I don't think at this point, Justin Simmons is a special talent that you have to sign as soon as you get the chance.
Last thing, Elliot, and I didn't prep you on this. So if you don't know the answer, it's okay. It looks like per over the cap, the Eagles have almost $25 million in cap space now.
Yeah.
So how much of that goes to draft picks? And then how much space do they normally carry going into the season?
So the draft pick question's a little complicated because it has to do with top 53, but I would say the short answer would be maybe $3 or $4 million around there. We'll go to the draft picks. Normally they want to carry, in my experience, they like around $10 million.
Okay.
Like,
that gives them some wiggle room.
Rollover.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a ton of wiggle room. I would also think, now I haven't seen the details of the Goddard contract yet, but Goddard, his cap hit was $11 million. I wouldn't shock me if that drops like $2 or $3 million and they add some dummy years onto it. So they definitely have a ton of cap room for sure. I don't think they're going to be like cap's not the problem.
All right, Elliot. Well, Elliot, you can listen to the Go Birds podcast. Just subscribe in the free Odyssey app or wherever you ever get your podcasts. I'm sure. Is there a Dallas Goedert emergency pod in there?
The Dallas Goedert emergency pod's been recorded since Monday. So I've just been waiting for this bad boy to come out and is now in the feed.
Don't tell everyone that. You don't want to tell everyone
that. Well, look, I mean, you're out here trying to shame me, you know, saying I got something wrong. I'm just surprised that wasn't more of the call. I was ready to go.
I'm just being real.
We love you. Listen.
Look, you're gonna drop in the rankings.
I'm sure I'm going to drop in the rankings. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm sure Jack will text me what it is.
All right, Elliot.
All right, brother.
All right, fun times.
All right, Elliot. Man,
unbelievable.
You're the champ. Just wear it like a
champ. He's protective of his spot.
Yep.
You got to like that.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad that he cares.
Yes.
I wish he cared more and listened to us for the last 6 weeks when we told him what was going to happen.
Yeah, his problem is somebody's in that ear, and he's getting locked in with what they're telling him.
Yep.
he's not seeing what we see.
But you got to, like, you can't just take everything everybody tells you.
Right, you got to parse through it, man.
Yeah, come on. 215-592-9494. What hell I cause, like, in the, just judging his job publicly.
This, every day.
Yeah, this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that is not a good feeling, no. I would imagine. See, I'm going to tell you, we're in this studio,
yep.
And we sometimes forget how many people are actually listening.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. a lot of people.
Yep. So I would imagine these guys probably get people come up to them all out, like, oh, man, the afternoon show, man. They weren't giving you credit, you know, for your Eagles insider, you know. How come you're never on the list?
You know, I'm trying to make him into a sympathetic character. See, by us doing this, I become the bad guy.
Right.
Right? Like, just I'm the bad day. Guy instead yep. of Elliot, you know? Yeah. Every Elliot spike poll would be 50-50, or if you added a third one saying, anything but one of those two would win. I'm trying to get Elliot to the 60-40 part, you know?
Did you?
Yeah, it's just like I'm selfless. 215-592-9494. Raji in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Raji.
Oh, man. I joined the show. I apologize for not ciphering through all of Elliot's content on the Odyssey app and figuring out what he was talking about. But make sure I do a better job on that.
Yeah,
I suggest we demote Elliot to, like, go into the Broads 50 and talk about – you could talk about the Flyers, the Union, the – what was it, the Warthogs, that lacrosse team? Like,
the Water Dogs?
Water Dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Just do like a whole 50-second on all three sports and just have Elliot. And,
I like that.
And, yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. Just like you can't have like ESPN 2 and 3 and 4. You can't have a WIP 2.0 or 3.0 talking about this. So
yeah.
Just a suggestion. But with the Phillies, man, I agree. I it's nice weather, so I don't really get too emotional about the Phillies. I'm just happy they're a playoff contender, and I'll stress out when the weather gets cold and it's playoff time. But I wanted to talk hoops with you guys because I know you guys, I love talking hoops with you guys. But, like, so if we don't get Cooper Flagg,
mm-hmm.
And if the Rockets don't get KD for some reason, would you think trading Embiid and Paul George for KD and eating a deal, would you do that? Like a 2 for 2.
Why would the Suns do it?
Because they would be, aren't they kind of stuck too with bad contracts and
so we're just
players?
we're gonna stick them with a bad contract.
We're taking their bad contracts and giving them ours.
We take KD.
Yes.
Well, can I tell you? No offense, like our contracts are way worse a contract than KD. KD has positive value, so I think I would look at it this way. I think Embiid probably has slightly negative value. I think Paul George has neutral value. That would be my guess. KD, you're still going to find somebody to give you 2 draft picks and expirings for KD, I think. Especially if you're Houston. You know, you watch that, I hate the NBA dork out. You're watching that Houston team. Well, you're watching that Rockets team, and they were a 2 seed, and you're watching the team, and you feel like you're watching a team without their star because they have good players.
Who the hell is the star player on this team?
I said to myself watching that team, I was like, if Steph Curry loses to this team, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler,
yeah.
Like I would be ready to. So if you're the Rockets, you have to trade a couple of draft picks for a high-level player, I think. I think that's the position that they're in. So I just don't want to trade for KD. If they want to go KD for Paul George and a pick down the line, I probably think about it. Like, you know, but I'm not – people are talking about would you trade the pick – this top 5 or 6 pick and Paul George for Kevin Durant? I would not.
No,
I would not.
Well, okay, no. What about trading the pick if it's Cooper? Now, I agree. I wouldn't trade Cooper Flagg, but would I be tempted if it's Cooper Flagg for and Maxey for Giannis?
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
No.
Wouldn't do it.
Ooh.
Wouldn't do it.
Fraud.
Giannis is 30. He can't shoot. He doesn't play center. At some point.
Souped up Ben Simmons.
He can't shoot, but he averaged 30-plus points
a game.
Yeah,
but you know what's going to happen? It's all athleticism. And
sure,
the minute that goes down a tick, like the guys that can shoot can stick around. Or the guys that can protect the rim, play center a little bit, can stick around. Like,
I got you.
I guess my point is this. If we are gifted the ability to have a great young player, along with Jared McCain, another great young player, along with Tyrese Maxey, another great young player, and instead, we're going to decide to double down on Embiid and Giannis.
Yeah, I don't like Embiid and Giannis together.
Yeah.
Now, if it was Maxey and Giannis.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd go that route with you, Raji. And by the way, I like the Cooper Flagg pick. Would not attach great to him.
To Flagg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm still stuck, man. I think he's a number 2. I don't like. He's not a number 1 guy that you're going to build a championship team around, and he's going to lead you to a title.
From an offensive perspective, I agree. I think he may be. I think he may be top 10 player talent, but maybe the skill set doesn't. You know, like
I'm a little slower, man. You got to come to me a little bit.
KOC sold me on Flagg.
Okay. Yeah. No, you haven't.
Sold me on Flagg.
In the moment I questioned him about Anthony Davis, yeah.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, well, that's a fair point. All right, Raj.
You got
an all-time favorite piece of electronics?
Yeah, because you're a music head. I'm going to go with the Technics turntables.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I have a pair of 1200s in my...
You got turntables?
I have, so...
Man, have a good one.
All right, so I had, when I was in college and I learned how to, you know, do the turntables. I got Technics 1200s. Those are the turntables.
Wow.
Those are, like, the good ones.
I'm shocked.
But I don't think anybody... Bro... Enough. I don't think people. I see the DJs now, and they have the fake turntables.
They have the fake
now.
Turntables. Yes.
You know.
Nobody is using real turntables.
It looks like turntables, but it's just like. You know, it feels like cheating. The whole thing feels
like
cheating.
It really is when it comes to the whole DJing thing.
Yeah.
What we grew up with.
Yeah. All they have to do to sync up the 2 records is like press a button. You know, in my day, you had to listen for the hi-hat and match up the beats.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next,
scratching.
Oh, yeah. I was never good at the scratching thing. I could mix them, but I couldn't scratch them. Coming up next, we will reveal the new power rankings for Eagles Insider of the Year. We'll see if Elliott falls because of his...
Certainly sounds like yep,
his exquisite failure in the Dallas Goedert situation.
Well, especially the saltiness.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's whiny.
That's because he's anticipating
about
the fall.
Well, he's whiny. He's whiny. I like when he's whiny, you know? All right, 205-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.